Good morning. We are learning Hilchos Shabbos Klal Tzayin, Halachos Berurah. We're starting the Chayotim Siman Aleph. We already pointed out that the Mishnah points out that this opinion, which the Chayotim is going to quote, which is the approach of Tosis, that the decision of what's considered acceptable in regards to Berurah depends whether the Oichel is Meruba or the Pshelus is Meruba. Now in Hilchos Yom Tov, there is such a differentiation. In Yom Tov, Berurah is Mutar in Yom Tov. And since Berurah is Mutar in Yom Tov, we say he theoretically could take the Pshelus from the Oichel or the Oichel from the Pshelus. He should be Mimayed in Tircha, he should minimize the Tircha and take the smaller item. So in a case where the Oichel is Meruba, he should take the Pshelus out because it's easier to take the Pshelus out than to take the Oichel out. And vice versa, in the case where the oichel is the miyut, he should take the oichel out. So that's true by Hilchos Yom Tov, but that's starting with the fact that berurah is mutter. But over here, berurah is aser. And Tosis is the shita which says by Shabbos that issue plays itself out somewhat similarly. That there's a difference between which one is greater, the oichel or the pshelus. The heter of taking the oichel, which Chazal said, if you take the food, take the good part, it's mutter, is because, according to Tosis, it's not the derech brera. So that's only true when the oichel is meruba. If there's more oichel than pselus, why would you take out the oichel? Just take out the pselus. So the derech brera is to remove the pselus. And when the person takes the oichel, he's doing a shinui. But the case where the oichel is the miut, he's taking the oichel, that's derech brera. So that's going to be usher, even though he's taking the good from the bad. That's the approach of Tosis. The Chayyarim is quoting that. Berurah pshelus mitocho oichel, im oichel meruba la pshelus, the person takes the bad from the good. If the oichel is meruba, then the taking the pshelus is derech brera. So chayiv, a filu berurah biyadei leechol alter. So even though he has the two of the three criteria, he's taking it with his hand, as opposed to using a kli which is going to facilitate the berurah. He's doing it for immediate usage, but there's a third criteria that he has to take the oichol from the pshelus, and here he's taking the pshelus, so he's chayiv. But the Chayyarim says the case was the oichel is meruba. So he takes the pshelus, which is the miyad, the zayhi melechus barere mamish, livra hamurut mitechem meruba. So that's a perfect example of the concept of brera. If he takes the pshelus, he's taking the bad from the good. It's the miyad. So it's the normal way of doing it. So he's doing their brera. So it's going to be chayiv, even though it's for immediate use. The heter, well, I'm doing it to eat right away, doesn't make a mutter to cook. So the heter to eat right away doesn't make a mutter to do brera. So in a case where he's doing a non-brera action, i.e., he's taking the oichel from the psalus, and the oichel is meruba, and that's weird. So it's not derech brera. Then, in conjunction with the fact that it's lechol alter, it's going to be mutter. But a person is doing derech brera, he's doing mamash, doing malacha, the fact that it's lauter doesn't help him. Now, let's say the case was, however, that the psalus was meruba. So, also, psalus is kuliyam. Everybody obviously agrees that you can't take the psalus out. So, I say, listen, if the oichel is psalus is meruba, the derech brera is the oichel. So, I'm a good boy, I'll take the psalus out. I'm not doing derech brera. No, that everybody agrees with. That's also. So, Kapanim, Pshelus also betotal. It's at least going to be a problem muksa. The Pshelus is useless. B'dash Rav Peshkim Dechayev, Da'alam Derech Brera, who liberate Pshelus, may Eichel, most Peshkim say that's called Derech Brera, to take the Pshelus from the Eichel, even if the Pshelus is Merubah. V'yashomim, however, the Pshelus filu, Ha'eichel, mean, Pshelus is Chayev. But the same way if a person takes the pshelus from the oichel, That's Derech Breira, and it's Chayev. It takes Eichel from the Pesolus in the situation where the Eichel is the Miut. It's also Derech Breira. Keep the Pesolus Meruba. Derech Breira, Lever, Hamut, Bina Meruba. The normal way the person does this is taking the Mur from the Meruba, which is what he's doing. Chenir the Lahachmer, Kishpesolus Meruba, Eichel, Dasha Lever, Afilu, Eichel. So therefore, in this case, where the psellus is meruba, the person is left without any option. He cannot take the psellus out. He cannot take the oichel out, and it's going to be usur. If you notice in the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, he points out that the bir halacha, the beginning of Siman Shen Yutes, which is where Hilchos Berurah is in Arachayim, says that the Shulchan Aruch does not mention it at all, and we have to assume therefore that he's not following the sheet of Tosis. And the Ramah in Sef Dalet touches on the case of Meruba and Miut and does not seem to quote Tosfos either. So it would be indicated from both the Ramah and the Makaber that we don't hold like Shitas Tosfos, that there's going to be a problem of taking the Eichel from the Psalus when the case where the Psalus is Meruba, there's more Psalus than Eichel, that the Chayim is saying like Tosfos, there's an issue to take the Eichel from the Psalus, and the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch disagree that one can take the Eichel from the Psalus even if the oichel is the miut. And that's how we pass the halacha l'maaseh, like the Mishnah Berurah. Have a good day.